Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Chantel?
Yes, this is Chantel.
Oh, hi, Chantel. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yeah, of course. Happy Wednesday.
I was going to say, we're almost there, not that we're counting, huh?
Yeah.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
So I guess I'll just clarify. So you guys are pretty much going to help our business get on the first page of Google, correct?
And
I guess I'm just clarifying how all that works would be my question. I mean, she did explain to me what you guys are going to do for me, but I'm just wondering how it works a little bit.
Okay. Thank you for asking that, because I can see where your confusion might lie. You can go to Google and create a business profile, and that's free. You don't have to hire a company for that, okay? Every business can do that. However, that business listing in and of itself will never bring you a new client unless it gets exposure, okay? So 87% of consumers, when they conduct a search online, they will hire from a company off the first page, and yet less than 1% will click to page 2. And I think that that's because we're in an instant gratification type of a world. You know, people do a search, they see the companies coming up, are local and credible, and then they hire one. It's as simple as that. Okay? So in order for those companies that are ranking on the first page to get there, two things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which there is today. Secondly, there has to have the local SEO services done, which is search engine optimization, on a consistent and frequent basis to make sure that the companies never fall off the first page. So what that entails is hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, trusted citations, backlinks, in order to get junk removal on the first page and to obviously keep you ranking. So what you're paying for is not the position itself, it's for the service that it takes to keep you in that position. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, I could kind of understand where you were coming from. Now, price-wise, because you have your domain and because, let me see here, you're a newer business of 2 years, I can put you into the new in business rate, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing, and it'll set everything at a flat rate month-to-month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but we'll also program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that happens to be a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're going to come up from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Now, do you guys have a business Facebook page by chance?
Yes, we do. Under the same name.
I figured. Yeah, you seem like you're a little bit more tech savvy than some of the companies that we talk to. Are you the one that set that up?
Yes, I am.
Good for you. I love that. So, okay. So the reason I ask is because we are a premier partner to Google, Google will allow us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's really cool how it works. you know how when you do a search online pretty much for anything, chances are next time you go on your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up?
Yeah.
Right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because people in, or the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, we make sure that now when they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there will be an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system. So that way you're going to have the ability to see the new clients you receive from Facebook, which new clients you receive from Google. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. You know, that way everything is very transparent. And then as you do the tracking, if you ever notice that, you know, certain keywords are working better than others, then you're also going to have the ability to switch those out through the account management team here. Okay, so
awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome because that way you kind of have a hands-on exactly where the business is coming from, you know. And because this is a month-to-month program, Chantel, I'm sure it's something that you would like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. You're going to absolutely love this service. So first thing I'll do is send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
You can send it to info@junkthejunk.com.
I love that name. Where'd you come up with that? That's awesome.
I guess it was just a saying, and I was just like, okay, that's going to be your name.
It's perfect. Yeah, I love it. And I admire creative people because I'm so uncreative. So when I hear neat things like that, I'm like, oh, I love it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
Now, what is your last name?
My last name is Barton, B-A-R-T-O-N.
And did I spell your first name okay, C-H-A-N-T-E-L?
It is S-H-A-N-T-E-L-L-E.
Okay, love it.
Don't worry, everybody spells it that way.
Oh, good, yeah, I was wondering, but thank you, I fixed it. Chantel Barton. Yeah. Now, on the ranking on Google, do you want this phone number to appear, the one that ends in 5638?
No, it actually would be 206
okay.
531-0529.
I want to read it back. 206-531-0529?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So, and then for the listing, do you want the LLC on there? Junk Removal Service LLC?
You know, what do you think? Sometimes I feel like it's not necessary to add, but sometimes I feel like it might even confirm to another customer that we're valid. So how do you feel about that?
I think it's an absolute preference, so I'm kind of on the same page with you where I don't think it matters a lot because when a person sees you on the first page, they're going to be more concerned that you're local and you're credible and you can get the job done, which is what we're going to promote and showcase for you. You know, so some people insist, oh, I have an LLC and I want it on there. And that's fine. I mean, it's a preference. You can put it, but it, you know, I don't really think it's necessary. The only thing I would suggest is however way you choose is to keep it consistent. So for instance, I don't see the LLC on your website. So if you want to promote it with the LLC, I would just, you know, recommend adding it to your site. That way there's not inconsistent data with Google.
Okay. Well, let's
just
go without it.
Okay. Yeah, and you're not married to it either. If you decide down the road, oh, shoot, I wish I would have added it, no problem. Just call us. Any revisions that you make down the road, they're all free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. And then have you started the Google verification process on your own yet by chance?
Yeah, I have. We're Google verified.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. So did you use the Hoyt Avenue address when you verified the listing?
Yes, I did.
Okay, excellent. So what they'll do is I'll create an appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, linking your website and getting you placed. So when they call you, you'll just have to add us as a manager to the page so that we can optimize it and get it on the first page, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then let me just indicate here your website. Junkthejunk.com. Oh, you have a little one, huh?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
He's in the background.
How old is he?
He is 1 year old.
Oh, wow. So you're a business owner and a busy mom. That's incredible.
Yes, I am.
Good for you. Oh, I love that age. That's the funnest age when everything is so new. You know, the talking, the walking, the different foods that they're eating. That's amazing. Is he your first?
He's my first.
Oh, my goodness. You are so blessed. I love it. What a cutie. So now I can secure the position for you, Chantel, using a debit or a credit card. What works best? Okay, and is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's both. So you can, it has my name on the card, but it's a business.
Okay, so does it display a middle name or initial or just Chantel Barton?
It says Chantel.
Chantel L, you said?
Yes, Chantel L.
Okay, got it. Now, is the billing address also the Hoyt Avenue, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, it's the same address.
Okay, excellent. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it is 5480
Okay, expiration? 02 of 26 And the code?
The code is 918.
918, okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording, and it will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create the appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over, you know, the keywords and get you set up. So some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you, so just kind of bear with me. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. But, oh,